And welcome to the Council's Connection Show. This is Michael Goodrich from ER Rangers Council. I hope you're having a lovely Wednesday. Have you stayed inside? 12 to top of 12. My gosh, it feels colder than that, I'm sure. So this is our monthly show, talking about all things community on the Yapa Yarra. I got a great show to line up, but today actually on site out at Yarra Brand Centre in Yarra Junction with the Over 50s Friendship Group, talking about what they're doing now and getting busier and busier out here, which is fantastic. Then we have Jackie from FRRR program talking about exciting opportunity for Yarra Junction. And last, we've got Deborah from the Healesville Library talking about books and CDs and all things library coming up as well. So first off, I've got Carol and Margaret here. How are you?
Pretty good.
Very well, thank you.
Yeah. Now, we're actually sitting in the back room at Yarra Burn Centre, which is kind of
the
birthplace of the group. Can you tell us, how did that start for you?
Well, it started with Marg, and I'm going to let Marg talk and I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, well, I go for my coffee every morning. I just have a coffee, you know, and they know me up the shop and everything. I've done that for years, possibly 30 years since I've, you know, retired. And I had people sitting there at the table saying, Margaret, the senior sit's finished up. What have we got for elderly people? Mm. And it made me think to say, we've got to do something for elderly people. So I went home and chewed on it about it a little bit. And then next time you come down the coffee shop, you talk it over with people. And me being a local here for many years. And I used to write a few notes and things like that. And that's how I started it off, you know.
Mm.
And get a few people interested and what have you, you know.
Marg wrote me in.
Yeah, I wrote you in.
And a couple of other people. Mm. And Michael joined us from the council. Yeah. And we started having meetings about what we could do and what we could set up to help people not be so lonely, have some interaction and to get together, have a bit of fun and friendship. And we met for I think we started in the October and we finally got something up and running the 13th of May here at the Yarra Burn Centre after looking at a couple of other places. And but I kept meeting people there. There was Claire and Caroline and Bill and Dell. Anyway, we put some flyers out. I designed up and flies, I'm a bit clever with the computer, stuck them all around, and I'd walk up to people in the street. I'm a bit of a chatterer, as you can hear, and I accost people and I'd talk to them and say, what do you do with yourself? And, you know, they'd say to me, oh, we just sit at home and we play a jigsaw and we don't know anyone, you know. So I said, well, we're going to have this group. Let's see what we can do. And we started meeting on a Monday up here at Yarra Burn, and we turned up and there was about 10 people I think we started with. And each week we'd get a few more. And we're now getting people from East Warburton out to Hoddles Creek, down to Churnside Park. Lady comes up to us. We get Woori Alec, Wandon. We have a lot from Garage Junction, Westburn, Mill Grove. And they all come down here. And what we do on a Monday, we play cards. Now we may play Canasta 500, Margaret's favourite skip boat, and there's about 30 of us.
Kids game.
It doesn't matter, it's good for your mind. And that's the important thing. Yeah, we can have fun, we socialise, we develop some lovely friendships. We've had lots and lots of laughter and chat. And bits of a toe, we do find a little bit of time to play cards.
Yes.
So it's been terrific. And people, we've developed a friendship group that help each other. Somebody needs something, one of us has been able to assist in some way or the other, haven't they, Mark? So if you need a ride somewhere, one of us will step in and help with a ride. We had one of our chaps here, he happened to have had a stroke and behind his eye. And he was sitting there telling me all about it. And I said, can you get yourself to the doctor tonight? Well, he did, and as it turned out, he had a blocked artery and ended up in hospital. He hadn't have been attended to, he could have died. So it was a case of me being a nag, saying, get it fixed up.
Yeah.
Now, that's the sort of thing the group tries to help each other with. So it's been going for 2 years.
Mm.
We've had the problem with COVID.
Mm. Yeah. What was that like? It's amazing. You started a year before COVID, so you really established yourselves. You had really strong connections and friendships here. Mm. And then COVID happened. And what did that look like for you?
COVID was pretty bad up here with the isolation, and particularly when they had the 5K limit. We couldn't get to the group. The group couldn't meet. So what I used to do is I'd be on the phone to her and we'd be ringing each other up. Those that had Facebook, I'd be sending out email messages and jokes and just to keep in touch. Mm-hmm. And others did the same thing. So we got along by, like, we might see each other down the shop. We were allowed to go down to Yarra Junction, which was great. But it was mainly verbal communication over the phones and that.
Yeah.
And we were able to get by that way because otherwise the loneliness would have been destroying. Yeah. It really would have. It was terrible. Yeah. And we've actually been through 4 lockdowns. And do you know today is the anniversary of the first lockdown?
Is it?
Really?
Yeah, it is today.
There you go.
Somebody that I know is involved in the healthcare sector, she sent me a message. She said, happy lockdown today. Yeah. But we managed. We survived. Victoria really did a fantastic job. And the other states should have had a good look at us and how we coped with it and how we did defeat the COVID issue here. But when it was ready to, we're able to get back together, I got on the TomTom and said, everyone, we're back next Monday. And I was surprised. I didn't think many would turn up.
Mm-hmm.
We had 25 come, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
We've had a couple who still are waiting for their second jab. Once they have that, they'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also ventured out our Monday. And a month ago, we decided we'll start a Wednesday up. And on the Wednesday, we don't just have cards. We have carpet bowls as well. So they get there, they do a bit of carpet bowling. When the body gets a bit stiff, they'll sit down and play some cards and have a chat and the gossip and chin wag and enjoy themselves.
Mm.
And anybody that hasn't got a ride, I'm available to go and get them and bring them home.
Yeah.
That's what I've always done.
Yeah, we
always
do cars
for senior ships.
Mm. Mm.
Do car sharing if need be.
Yeah, until I learned to drive the buses.
Yeah.
And I got into them.
Marg used to be the mail delivery driver here. She used to do all the mail for the area, so she knows an awful lot of people in the area.
Yeah.
And she was the secretary of the original Senior Citizens Club here up until the time it folded.
Mm.
And she's the impetus of what got our club going, and we owe a real big debt of thanks to Marg.
Thanks, thanks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's good to come down here and spend a few hours and then you go home a different person.
Yes.
I find that.
Yeah.
You do, because you sit in the chair all day. You can, my mother-in-law did that, sat in the chair all day.
Mm-hmm.
She lived to 100, but also, she sort of wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Couldn't go outside the door.
That social connection, like actually just gathering together and talking. If you're saying you can't even the phone call,
right.
But even face-to-face, and that's why... What you guys do here is so important, especially now you're going to do it twice a week. It means that you really have that really great social connection and feel supported and feel safe and have a chat and need any help, they can talk to somebody.
That's it.
Because obviously, particularly if you're older, you might be living by yourself as well.
Yeah, that's right. When you're living by yourself, that's when
what a lot of the people up here are. They do live by themselves.
Mm.
And because we've only got the one means of transport, if you haven't got a car, which is the bus, a lot of them don't get out and about.
Mm.
They just shrivel up like little mushrooms in the corner in their houses, and that's what we wanted to stop. We wanted to be able to give them the opportunity of being able to have a bit of a social interaction, and it has happened.
And mostly with older people, the bus stop is far away from their house. Whereas if you drive the minibuses, you take them right to the door.
Mm. Yes, yes.
That's the difference. Yeah.
It's hard to get the bus if you're not.
But also, because we're an over 50s group, we don't really restrict the age. We've had people here as young as 30s that have needed some form of support.
Mm.
One young bloke, remember Aaron?
Yeah,
he used to come up and he was a tree lopper, had an accident, fell from the tree, got depressed. Stumbled on our group, stayed and got himself going. He was ready to commit suicide. He told me that.
Mm.
And he said, except for our group being there and offering the friendship and giving him that love of life again, he wouldn't have been alive today. So friendship and support like that is just so important for the community.
Yes.
And it was the right time when COVID came in too.
Yes, exactly.
It's like the time to be able to be established so well. before COVID hit, and being consistent. So you're here every week and now twice a week, so people know it's a week off, I can't make it, I can still be next week. You'll still be there when I need you. Yeah.
And they all make the effort. If they can't be here, they tell me. They ring me. I get messages. Yeah. Oh, look, I'm sorry, I can't be here. I'm going to miss it, but I'll be back next week. And that we've got another chap, Clyde. He's waiting. He hasn't got good health issues. He's got a lot of health issues, and he hasn't been able to come back so far because he's waiting for his second jab. But he rings me and he says, "Oh, it's not going to be soon. It's going to be soon. I'll be back. I'll be back. I'm waiting. I'm waiting." So it shows that it gives them that interaction that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Absolutely. Yeah. And is that really? He's so friendly. Like, he's your friendship group, but you live the words you say. Right.
That's it's exactly amazing. If a man, if a man was taking a club, I mean, probably we'd get a lot of men, not a lot of women. But we spread the word around. I spread it up to coffee shop, up to Korea, everywhere,
And we've got a mix of men and women, so it's not just ladies that are in the club.
Really, it's really good balance.
They're out there in the other room at the moment, and they do a bit of carpet bowling, and then their backs get a bit sore, so they sit down and play some cards and chat. And we actually, this goes on all afternoon.
Yeah, and we're actually going to be very brave. Well, they were on the radio, actually. It's on my laptop. I'm going to lift the laptop up and walk out into the hall and say hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Before we do that, I can say, for people listening now, to what times on Monday and Wednesday?
We start at 12:30 on Monday and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The Monday group can go to 4:30. Wednesday goes to 4 because we have another group coming after us, the town group they're called, but they're a Weight Watchers club.
Yeah. Yep.
And they start at 4:30, so we clean up and get ourselves out, and they come in and set up for themselves. So it's good interaction.
The two groups work together.
I took about 3.5 stone
with them. Did you? So we might have a little walk out to the hall now and see the bowls and all members and see what they're up to.
Hope there's no mischief going on out there.
So if you are listening and you are interested in coming down, it's a very open group. Everyone's welcome all the time. Like the over 50s friendship group, that doesn't mean you have to be over 50. You can be of any age you like. You just want to connect with people and have a bit of friendship and really enjoy some cards as well. And we're actually in the Yarra Burnster now, and we're looking at everyone enjoying their cards. I'm on a cover bowls as well. I might have a walk around and say hello to a few people. I'm still walking. Well, so actually, we're here live on radio, and we thought we might say hello and say how are the cards going today. And we're talking about the Overfitted Friendship Group and why it's important to you and why you come down here.
Sorry,
which group? The Overfitted Friendship Group.
Over 55's group.
Yeah, so why have you come down here? What's important to you?
I come down to treat at cards. I get caught regularly. And I come down for the social enjoyment of it, really.
Yeah. I do that too.
And the friendship.
And friendship. And the friendship. Company. And everything.
We leave our troubles at the door, don't we?
Yep. Means a lot to us, so.
Yeah. We do pick them up on the way out, though.
No, it's well worth it. Really is the company, and get you out the house, and really great.
Yeah.
When you're on your own, it's great.
Lots of, and so every Monday and Wednesday as well now.
Monday and Wednesday.
Yes.
12:30 to 4.
12:30 to 4.
Bring
Monday,
plenty
Wednesday.
Of money.
But we don't.
No.
I'm
going to buy the cards in the first.
Well, it's $2 to get in the door and $1 for lunch.
Piggy bank. No, it's wonderful. Absolutely superb.
Well, thanks so much. Oh, you can continue the cards.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Good luck.
And wish me good luck to win.
And good luck to win as well. So that was us at the Overfitties Friendship Group at the Yarraburn Centre, and every Monday, every Wednesday from 12:30 to 4 o'clock. And say goodbye to everyone. Say goodbye, Yarra Valley fam.
Bye.
And so we might take a quick break to a song now, and we'll come back with Jackie from the FRRR program talking about exciting news for Yarra Junction.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running and running. in this context. There's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. We lose our inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East Side. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned, come on. Get it started, come on. Get it started, get it started. Let's get it started. Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. If I hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid, get started, get started.
Dill, applicator will bring the bugged out drill. Just lose your mind, this is the time. Your can't stand still, twist and bang your spine. Just bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip. So come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned, get started, get started, get started. Get started.
Running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running.
Action show, and I have Jackie Bell here, who's a coordinator from the Disaster Resilience Future Ready program. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, how are you going today?
Yeah, very, very good. And so Jackie's been fantastic, a very short notice. We had a quick little catch-up this morning at about 10:45 and said, hey, what are you doing today? Come on the radio with me. She said yes. So thank you so much, Jackie.
Thanks for inviting me. It's a great opportunity to chat to you and speak to everyone online today.
Yeah. And so can you tell us a little bit about the Future Ready program and how it's kind of relevant to this new news coming out about Yarra Junction?
Yeah, great. Thanks. So I'm a program coordinator at the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal, also known as FRRR. And some of our listeners today probably know the organisation through a grant that they may have received or a program that they've applied funding for previously. And the Disaster Resilient Future Ready program is a similar one of our programs that we offer, and it's a national initiative. And the purpose of this program is to support and strengthen the capacity and capability of communities so that they thrive and are resilient to the impacts of climate, natural disasters, but also just other disruptions like COVID, with what the ladies were talking about in the session beforehand. So it is a multi-year program, and at the moment we have a Victorian focus and are looking to offer the opportunity to 7 communities, of which Yarra Junction is one, to participate in the program and work with us collaboratively over a couple of years.
Mm.
Yeah.
So if people like to be involved, how can they do that?
Yeah, so we have next week we have a hosting an online workshop for representatives from the seven communities that are listed, and you can find that on the information, I think, through Michael that you'll be sharing online. But with the workshop, the workshop's at 11 a.m. and in that workshop we'll be sort of providing a bit of information in, around sort of what we mean when we're talking about community resilience. Share some ideas and examples of what other communities have been doing in this space. And the ladies, again, gave great examples of how strengthening connectedness is really, you know, important in strengthening community resilience. And then we'll also be sharing some further information about participation in the program and how a community can express interest and explore what that might look like for them. So I encourage people to come along and participate in the workshop if they can. As that will provide sort of all of the information about how to get involved.
Yeah, thank you. And so if people are seeing now, they're from Yarra Junction or connected to Yarra Junction away, how might they like, you know, this two-year program, what that might look like for residents for Yarra Junction or in the area there?
Yeah, well, I mean, initiatives and efforts that strengthen resilience can be many and varied. We are particularly interested in looking at that human and social aspect as being really foundational in supporting a community to thrive and be in a position that if there is a disruption or activity like COVID lockdown or a bushfire, that they're able to really get together at that point in time and respond, but also then recover really quickly and actually move forward really positively. So some of the activities that we see are communities working together on sort of planning, on initiatives that connect people, so like what the example the ladies gave, but also even just having forums that might, like a resilience month, for example, or creating a community network so that people just know who each other are, know each other's roles in certain scenarios. We see some examples where there's a specific youth focus, so you might see a youth group activity, and we've had a lovely project up in New South Wales where youth were actually, there was sort of a youth leadership program to build their skills and capability to support their community and vulnerable people in their community when a disruption or a disaster was to occur. So it's really varied, and we're really keen to explore all of those opportunities as where the with each community depending on their interest and sort of specific priority areas.
Yeah, and so and your role is you'll be able to come out and support those conversations and those sessions to help people get an idea of what it looks like and maybe think about some ways they can sort of plan around resilience.
Yes, so in the early phases of our program, we would have with the two different streams of participation that we've got, facilitate those community conversations and that community building and exploration phase to really understand and support community members to share knowledge and information and develop out an idea or an activity that they might like to work on. Alternatively, there might be a series of activities too, and we'll be there to support and facilitate, broker both funding but also other resources like networks, relationships and other forms of support and mentoring.
Mm. And you mentioned the word funding, so people are like, oh, that's interesting. It's so
bright,
but I might not have the money or know where to get the money to get it from. And council do run some community grants, which are now open up until the end of the month. But can you tell us a bit more about if you're thinking, oh, I've got an idea, but you know, I don't have the money for that.
Participating in the program, there would be each community would have access to a pool of funding that's available. So definitely grant funding is part of the program, but it's not the core part and only part of the program. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity to access up to $30,000 in funding for a collective, like a sort of a network collective group activity, and anything below that as well. So as I said, I'll be able to provide much more information about that in the workshop, but that's sort of the grant funding that would be available. But we'll also be leveraging lots of other opportunities that would be able to support communities to have the capacity to participate and lead these things.
Yeah, fantastic. And like you mentioned, so an opportune moment today because we went down in the Yarra with the 50s Friendship Group, and people have been doing these things for so many years around connected and looking after each other and that phone tree or any helps, give me a call, give me a lift. I think resilience has become quite more prominent word more recently, but something nothing new about that. It's people doing it for many, many years. It's part of so many cultures about being resilient. It's just there's probably more evidence, and now the governments are now recognising that's really important and trying to support resilience as well.
There's a lot more understanding about the value and strength and the role that communities can play in supporting the vitality of their own place and people. And particularly in those scenarios where there may be a disaster or an event, about the really crucial role that they play and how they can be really big leaders in their recovery efforts and that community building effort. And to be honest, the systems around them are acknowledging that too and really keen to support that.
Yeah, and thinking too about like the disaster element as well, when you think of things traditionally, especially up in the Upper Yarra here, it's bushfires. Sure, I've been of a long history here, but more recently, obviously, the storm and this new kind of emergency, which is COVID or pandemics, which is a whole new ball game. So it's a lot opening up this way, and people probably feel like they're being, this tsunami of different emergencies happening in their lives. Environmental impacts, but also how it impacts your life, your family, and your work and your community. So. This program.
And we're hearing great stories of wonderful community spirit and activity in really supporting the local community through these events that have been occurring. And the one of the big things with our program is how can we build on that and support communities to keep doing that great work ongoing? And that's really what we're keen to see how we can do that.
Yeah, fantastic. And just to look back to around that guy about resilience as well, and I think probably it's a word that's been used quite a lot, but for you, how would you define resilience in a community focus?
I like to think of community resilience as being community-led and having community at the centre of any process or activity, both before, during and after a disaster. But in terms of strengthening and enhancing resilience, I think it's about, for me, it is about building on existing assets and strengths and supporting communities so that they can evolve, like they can thrive and evolve in really positive ways when they are faced with disruptions and disasters. So it's thriving. There'll always be a consequence of an event or an active, a disaster, but... Mm-hmm. Community resilience and working towards increasing and strengthening that is about how do we evolve positively from those changes and disruptions.
Mm. Yeah, and we all know that these emergencies will happen in the future. We live in a country in a land that has these disasters. So thinking about we know they're going to happen. We have amazing resilience here in the area. So how do we bridge that together and bring two people more together to build on what already exists as well? Like you said. Having that community-led approach is fantastic. So your role here is to bring people to get people together, support them through that process, and they have all the knowledge and the answers, just helping them to identify and come together.
Providing the support and resources that communities sometimes need to be able to really have time and space to explore that together.
Yep. Thank you so much, Jackie, for your time today.
Thank you.
Just lastly, again, the details for the session coming up next week.
Yes. So if you can join us on Thursday the 15th at 11 a.m. for an online workshop, I will share the details and I'm assuming Michael will share the link online. But if you can register, if you can't attend in person, it's still a great idea to register because we can send you a recording afterwards so you can see all that information.
Yeah. So we'll put that link up on the council website as well and the social so you can look at there.
And you can visit our website www.frrr.org.au and you'll see it online there also.
Lovely. So that website again is?
www.frrr.org.au.
Yep, and all details are there. So thank you so much again, Jackie.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Enjoy your day and we'll be hopefully seeing you next week at the session.
Yes, look forward to it. Thanks again.
Thank you. So I have a little break now for a song and we'll come back with Deborah from the Healesville Library.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital. To rock around, that's right, on top. It's tricky.
It's tricky.
Council Connection Show with Michael Goodrich from Yarranger's Council, and I'm joining with Deborah from the Healesville Library. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, in the break, we've just been chatting about school holidays, and you had a Frozen reading yesterday.
Frozen story time, which was fantastic. It's always a really popular theme.
Mm-hmm.
And see your kids come in, so that was really nice, and a bit of singing.
Yes, I get very busy during the school holidays. So, what's coming up? We've got a few days left of school holidays.
Yeah, got a couple of days left. Tomorrow at Healesville Library here, we've got a Japanese culture and Olympics activity. So that's happening at 1 p.m. Children aged 12 to 18. So we've got lunch served with traditional Japanese ramen. We've got manga, origami, sports games on the PlayStation and Switches, and some Olympic activity sheets, which is quite relevant at the moment, or will be very, very shortly.
Yes.
And on Friday, we've got our DLO coming out and doing two activities, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. play and learn educational games. So that'll be a really good activity for the children. And that's ages 6 to 18, so... Come on down.
Yeah, so tomorrow's is great. So the
ramen and Japanese the games and stuff. That's fantastic.
Yes, yes. We had a cooking session of ramen last week and it's absolutely amazing in the library. We've got our little kitchen out there, so we have some facilities to do a cook-up and it's yummy, yummy stuff.
So. Yeah. We're just talking about that too because Hillsborough Library is an amazing space. It's like such a big, open, beautiful space. The windows are back with the view, but also that amazing kitchen right in the centre as well. So, yeah. I really important. If you haven't been down to the library for a while in Hillsborough, you should definitely check it out if you haven't been before. It's a really unique library to go visit.
It is, and when we're able in the future, we'll be having some more cooking sessions with our programming. So we've done lots of that in the past. It's always been really popular, so we'll do that going forward.
Yeah.
We've also got part of our normal programming, our story times here at Hillsborough. On a Tuesday morning, we have Tiny Tots at 10 a.m. Thursdays, we have a family story time at 2 p.m. And Friday is a toddler story time at 9:30. So all you have to do is book in so that we've got all our numbers recorded there. And you can do that online and give us a call at the branch and book in. And all of our branches have story times outside of our school holiday program. So you can book in any time.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, so much happening. So make sure you still have some school holidays time left. So if you've got time, go check out the libraries, lots on. And you can find out more about all the programs at Hillsborough, all libraries across the Yarra Ranges at yourlibrary.com.au.
Right.
Yeah. Right, so you have there the What's On page there, which is on site, but also lots of programs online as well. So lots to check out as well.
Fantastic. We've also got an adult program coming up called Career Match and Job Seeking Presentation. It's happening on the 21st of July at 11 a.m. So we've got a using library My Career Match tool. You can discover your instant career and get some resume help. So that could be quite handy. All you need to do, again, is give us a call and book in and pop on down.
Yeah.
Lots of useful information.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Deb, for your time. Hopefully enjoyed like the warm, cosy place inside the library today. And it's such a cold day.
It is nice and warm, definitely.
Yes, yes.
Before I go quickly, am I able to mention the Yarra Valley Writers Festival is on?
Yes, please do.
July. So we've got a couple of author talks happening around the Yarra Ranges. So on Monday, the 12th of July at Yarra Junction, 2 p.m., we've got Christian White coming down to do the talk. And on Tuesday, the 13th of July, Lilydale, 2 p.m., we've got Alice Bishop heading down there to do a little presentation. So worth checking out.
Mm. And again, if you want to find out more about the what's happening in libraries, where can they go to?
Yourlibrary.com.au.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you so much, Deborah, for your time today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And see you next time.
Later.
And a few little updates to finish off the show. There's a couple of things you would have been, obviously people have been affected by the storms most recently. And so council, in coordination with a few other service providers, have been running some community drop-in sessions in the hills and across the whole of the Shire. And we have one coming up this Friday at the Link, so the Family Centre in Yarra Junction. So this Friday, the 9th of July, from 4 to 6 p.m. It's a drop-in session, so they'll have the council be there, the power suppliers, SES, the Red Cross, all the service providers involved in storm response. We're there to answer your questions in regards to what currently they are planning to do and what the next step actions are. So if you need any help in regards to storm response and some assistance or more information, you can come down this Friday, the 9th of July, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Family Centre in Yarra Junction. Which is on the Warby Highway, right in the centre of Yarra Junction, to find out more and speak to officers directly to get some information or help that you need. Next also is that the Warburton Place Plan draft is now open for exhibition. The Warburton Place Plan draft is a guide to help decisions about Warburton, direction and investment for the township over the next 20 years. This is council's place plan for Warburton. There was one a few years ago for Lilydale that's now been in place. So this is the next one is for Warburton. So we'd love to hear ideas. It's open for exhibition now. So we have it available at the Arts Centre. And there'll be drop-in sessions coming up over the next 8 weeks throughout different times of the day, evenings and on weekends as well, to speak to staff and get your feedback. We'd love to hear what you think about what's in the place, the draft place plan, and make sure that your voice is being heard as well and get your feedback. So there have been several large developments set to shape Warburton in the community in the coming years, including the mountain bike destination, the community recreation precinct, along with yearly projects to improve roads, footpaths and community infrastructure. So I'd love to know what you think about the places that you enjoy eating and shopping and playing and working, visiting and socialising, how you spend your time, events you like to go to, how you get about through daily routines around walking the streets and the buses or driving, things you miss if you were moved away. So that will all help to finalise that Warburton Drive place plan as well. So to find out more, you can go to the council's website and search Warburton Place Plan, and there'll be a landing page there with more information around the actual draft place plan we can look at and all the dates in regards to the drop-in sessions at the Arts Centre as well. So there's multiple drop-in sessions over the next 8 weeks at the Arts Centre, I said, during weekdays and weekends, evenings and weekdays as well. So to find out more and to see the draft Warburton Place Plan, just go to the council website and search Warburton Place Plan and you can read there. So I'd love to hear your feedback to help shape the future of Warburton. And finally, we have the Upper Yarra 2022 calendar competition from the Upper Yarra Enterprise. 2022, how did that year come along so quickly? So if you're a budding photographer and love to and the competition, you can do that. Simply share one of your photos, the Upper Yarra photos, into the online exhibition and your chance to win and be exhibited into the calendar. It's open to all ages who won't live and have a close connection to the Upper Yarra and Don Valley, Launching Place, Tuttles Creek. This year awards, we include Judge's Choice, runners-up, Judge's Choice for under-18s, and a run-up for under-18s, and ever popular People's Choice, first, second, and third. So to find out more, you can go to upperyarra.net.au, and on the page there, you'll have a link there to the Upper Yarra 22 calendar competition. So again, to find out more and submit, go to the upperyarra.net.au, and on the page there, you'll find some links there for the calendar competition. That's it for today's show. Hopefully you've enjoyed the information, and again, I'm down here at Yarra Burn Centre, so if you ever have time and you're listening to the radio right now, you can actually just jump in your car or drop it down there. I'll be here till 4 o'clock every Monday and Wednesday, 12:30 to 4. Come down and play some cards, enjoy a cup of tea and a great chat with some very friendly and jovial people. Enjoy your Wednesday and we'll see you again next month.